Well, friends, we have made it. It is the end of the year 2020, and this is the final episode of the By His Grace podcast. I am so glad that you are joining me today. We're going to do a end of the year kind of recap, talk about our feelings from this year, and I have invited my amazing husband, Peter Phillip, to join me. He is the one who produces the By His Grace podcast and does a lot of the technical things for my websites and all of the things that we do. And he's my best friend and just my leader and my encourager. And so I invited him on the show today to talk about a recap of 2020. So Peter, welcome to the By His Grace podcast.
Thank you, my sweetheart. It's nice to come out from behind the equipment and get in front of the mic. So thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're here. I wanted to just start off and talk about some of the highlights from our year because, wow, what a year. 2020 has been quite the year. And, you know, it started off for us and for me in particularly pretty amazing because, you know, in January, we had January, things were going good. We were in full preparation for the Spark podcast conference. That's when we started to hear about this virus that was happening. And we were a little concerned, like, what's going on there? But we kept plugging away, preparing for the Spark conference. And then Spark was just amazing. We had standing room only in the hotel that we rented. And we just saw all of these podcasters come together to be encouraged. It was pretty amazing. What did you think of Spark?
Yeah, it was incredibly, you know, God's blessings were all over that thing because February 21st and 22nd was when we did it. And to have rented a space, paid for it, got it all ready, not knowing that by March 15th or so, the United States started locking down. So there was a lot of things that didn't go off for people 2 weeks later and 3 weeks later. And, this was just an amazing event. You know, nearly 200 people showed up and it just went off so well. There was such a spirit of collaboration and fellowship and just an eagerness to learn more and be involved. Like I've been in my career to hundreds of conferences, many, many conferences, all of all sizes, you know, 50 people, very intimate private conference for like an executive retreat. And I've been to, you know, 7,000 or 100,000 person conferences. And I've never seen them have this level of just fellowship and intimacy that occurred here, right? And that was sort of what everyone was saying the whole time as well. It was like, I just can't believe it's like this. Like, I didn't know it was like this. You know, new people and seasoned. There were people who were in the Podcast Hall of Fame that were there and said, this was incredible. Like, I've never experienced this. And that's what was really neat about it, that it was so different. So, I mean, I know you don't want congratulations, but none of that would have occurred if you hadn't been the powerhouse you were to get that going. So I really congratulate you on making that thing happen so well.
Well, thank you. But I also think that it was the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. You know, when you have all of these believers that come together for something that's larger than ourselves and that common bond that we share, I think that was a huge part of just the atmosphere. And how cool is it that people who wanted to start podcasts were equipped to do it once the world fell apart? That to me is just amazing. I love how God sort of went even before me on not only the conference, but in creating what was next for me, which was the Rocket Podcast Community, which was an online podcast training community. And the fact that we started that in the middle of the pandemic gave podcasters a place to go. And so when we couldn't leave our homes, we could still encourage one another and encourage people to start podcasts, to grow their podcast. So I just see his hand of faithfulness through all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely providence, right? It worked so well. Like it would look like we had, in retrospect, it looks like we had amazing foresight. It's like, let's do this so people can do it from home. They can do it from anywhere. And everyone's going to be locked down. A podcast doesn't require an office. It doesn't require you to go out and, you know, be face to face with people. Zoom you know, and those other online video conferencing capabilities allowed everyone to interview people continuously. Or if you were a solo show, they could start their show. And it was sort of the perfect time because everyone else was stuck at home. What else are they going to do? They want to listen to something. They want to do, you know, listen to podcasts. So it was a tremendous time to start and do that, both from the conference standpoint and especially the online community where you created the ability to go get training, join masterminds, watch videos. Like all of that was, it was such a perfect timing. Really impressive.
Yeah, God is just so faithful. And even with, you know, one of the major things that happened right after the pandemic started, you lost your job and were caught up in a downsizing. And, you know, that was a huge, event. And I think in our carnality, we could have gone, oh, crud. But instead, you know, you especially were like, Misty, God's got this. Like, none of this has taken him by surprise, from the pandemic to the job to all of the things. And I think just seeing his hand of faithfulness and how he provided for us during that time, and just seeing you exercise your faith, that was amazing to me as your wife, because you, in a time where a lot of people were becoming afraid, just about the pandemic in general, I just didn't have fear because of the way you handled that whole situation. And then God provided you with an incredible opportunity to work with some amazing people, and that you never would have had that opportunity had you not left your former company. So
Yeah. Left. So that's the Holy Spirit saying, time's up. Let's move on. And that's what I love about how all this worked. Like, God, I would not have done the things that happened, would not have transpired the way they did if I had just stayed where I was, right? God said, I've got new things for you. I've got great things for you. And the ability for me to spend so much time to work on your stuff and help you, right? My time was, God doubled my time, so that I was able to find a better job, right? He delivered a better job to me with better people in a better place. And he did things that, if you look at it, if I look back at it, and we spent the next 10 minutes just describing the things that happened, right? Like, there's none of those things are supposed to happen, right? When you, I was an owner in this company, and the contracts for ownership say they have 3 years to pay me my ownership out, which means they could take my money and take 3 years to pay me out and trickle out these dollars. And I'm laid off. The company had to stay afloat. And so they started cutting people left and right. And I got a call like 2 or 3 weeks later from the owner, the CEO. And he said, hey, I don't want to make you wait 3 years. Do you want just the whole payout by Friday? It was like on a Tuesday or something. And I was like, yes, please. I'll take that. But that's just God saying, I'm going to double it. I'm going to multiply it for you again. And, oh, by the way, here's a really awesome, unique job. Matter of fact, he offered me 3 jobs and I had to turn 2 down and pick the one I wanted, right? That's God's abundance, right? In the middle of the pandemic, millions of people being laid off, millions of people losing their job. And so that abundance and that generosity was just unbelievable. And that's why I had that, you know what? He's got there. Like, look what he's doing. Like, look what he's doing. Like, I'm going to stop. I don't want to steer this boat. Let him drive, man. He has got this. You know, he's going to find the smooth waters. I'm just going to drive us into waves. And that was just incredible. But, and one of the best things about that probably is that he doubled my time in being able to support you and do all you need to do to get this thing really to where it needs to be, right? There's a next level there. And I feel like he's still steering the boat in a direction where it's going to be you and I full time. Yeah. I really want that, and I think that's where it's going. But I think we have to be patient and say, you know, in your time, God, in your time. So
yeah,
it was pretty incredible. Yes, it was a hard year, and there's a lot of things I could talk very negatively about. But if we look at it in that respect, it's an unbelievable amount of blessings that he's given us.
Yeah. So I want to go back for just a second and pick up kind of where you left off. You know, I started Rocket with another partner, and you were a silent partner in that, and that partnership did not work out. But even I can see God's blessing in that he cut it off before we were too tied together. And that he brought the same week that the partner left me in a difficult situation because I was preparing for a large conference at the same time, he brought us Bailey Dunn. I mean, she is just a ray of sunshine. And so for every difficult thing I think that we went through, like, we could see God's hand of blessing. And I think that's just such a great lesson for all of us, no matter what we went through this year, whether it was losing someone dear to us, battling COVID, losing a job. If we can keep our eyes fixed on Jesus throughout that situation and just trust. I love what you just said, because he's the one that, you know, we think that we're in control, but really we have just a little tiny bit of control, and he's really the one who is steering the ship. And I think we can take comfort that in that, especially in a year like this, where everything seems to have gone wrong in so many respects, you know, and if we focus on that, but instead, if we just focus on his sovereignty and knowing that none of this has taken him by surprise, and that if he's allowed this to happen in our world, that something good can come out of it, because he works all things together for good.
Yeah, it's trying to control. I mean, this is the vision I normally have, which, and you've probably heard this before, trying to steer and control your life is like trying to squeeze water. Like, you can, if the harder you squeeze, the more it's going to slip out of your hands. Like, you can't do that. You have to be humble and have humility and say, you know, this is just guide me, Lord. Like, he wants to steer us. He wants to guide us. And the more we try to force our own path, the more it is thorns and mud and quagmire and darkness. Let him light the path, and it's easy and it's paved and it's a different path. And not always that way. There are ups and downs. And this year is a proof of the fact that God will give us, well, we go through hardships, but, you know, and we could do analogies for days here. Like, you don't hammer out a sword by gently talking to it and then brushing it, you know, with a feather duster. You got to hammer it with a hammer and forge it into a tool. Our life is the same way. Sometimes we have to be hammered and forged. And to go back to your thing about Bailey, like, if you want to see God's blessing manifest, then yeah, that beautiful young lady is like just an incredible blessing.
So. Yeah. And then I signed with the Blythe Daniels Agency for my next book, which was another incredible blessing and unexpected. And I'm so excited about the book that I'm working on and what God's going to do with that book in the lives of people. And so that's just another really cool thing. I think I've been busier probably in the pandemic than most people. I remember seeing some social media posts about people just hanging out and cleaning their closet. And you know, I was like, who has time for that? But I think one of the things that I tried to do as we went into lockdown was try to keep our life as normal as possible. So continuing to exercise and kind of stay in our same kind of normal routines, I think that that helped a lot. We were in communication with our neighbors and with the people that we were working with through the community. So we were, we still had a lot of fellowship, and I think trying to, you know, for our mental health, I think that was really good, just trying to keep life as normal as possible.
Well, a life in the day of the Phillip families didn't change dramatically. We tend to be very home-based people, right? Except for your and I's amazing date nights, or the kind of the stuff we do as a couple, right? To still pretend like we're 22, which is fun. But our kids' life didn't change at all, pretty much, right? I mean, we were already a homeschool family. We did a lot of home things together. Our office was at home. You know, for the last 10 years, I've been home, you know, 3 days a week anyway. I mean, my life consisted of taking clients to lunch, pretty much was the, you know, the gist of my, to simplify it tremendously. But I mean, that was what I did, was I eat a lot of lunch and come home and we spent time together, and we, you know, it didn't change for us. I mean, it wasn't a huge impact on us. From some people had a very dramatic change. I had friends who had a really hard time with not being gone from 8 to 5, you know, and they all of a sudden were thrust into their family, which is a very sad indictment on couples in life in general for a lot of people that I know, that this was like, oh my gosh, I can't be home with my family all day. And younger people with younger kids had a more, I can get that would be a little more difficult. Yeah, to have them pinging off the ball wall like racquetball in the court, like this was, it could be difficult. But our kids were older, they're self-sufficient, they already had their own thing going. You know, I mean, Ian started his own company in the pandemic, right?
Yeah, so like, I was going to mention that. Yeah. Like, he graduated from high school in 2020. Like, hello.
Yeah, congratulations.
The world is on fire, and what an incredibly confusing time. And, you know, he came to us and said, I don't really want to go to college right now. And so I encouraged him to try podcast editing because I know he'd worked with sound files for a long time, and I know he was really good with it. And he did. He launched his own company and has several clients, and he loves it and is in a really good space right now.
Yeah, it works out really well. And Connor's just had, you know, more it compressed us time, right? So I don't know if everybody who is aware of our Connor, he's our special son, and that's a episode in and of itself for sure. But just to suffice to say, he has been very happy that we don't leave and that we're home with him full time, and it's been really, really good for him in many, many ways, right? That are probably more than we could discuss in this time span. But for the Phillips, the change was actually, it was negative in some ways, just from you needing social contact and outside. And a lot of your friends and people have businesses, and you were helping them, and that was kind of hard because of the way the economy was crushed. But from our family intimacy and being able to do what we do, it was a tremendous blessing because we were just but it wasn't horribly different. I mean, we spend, of a 24-hour period, we tended to spend around 18 hours together, you know, every day.
Yeah, but I think the one thing that was different was we got back to some of our old ways. So when our boys were young, we did a really good job of discipling them and being in the Word together as a family and praying. And as the kids got older and everybody was busy, you know, we still did that, but not with the intensity that the pandemic brought, because I think we were all longing to hear from God and to be closer to God. And so when you started doing our family devotions every night, and, you know, I knew that it was something really needed when even the boys were asking for it, you know, if we missed a night.
And yeah, when your 19-year-old son comes and says, are we doing our devotion? Where's our devotion? Like, yeah. That's music to your ears right there.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of people just, you know, God, it's like you said, it's like God's, you know, tapping on the mic saying, hello, are you here? Like, listen to me. And I think he got our attention in some pretty big ways. But I want to shift the conversation a little bit to talk about the By His Grace podcast. And I'd love to know, because you listen to every episode, because you are, you know, doing the production of it. What are your favorite episodes from this year?
I should have wrote these down probably. I can't, some of them stretching back. And then we talked about this the other day, actually. So right off the top of my head, Leanne Mancini was tremendous. Like, she is just a gifted, intelligent woman who really speaks truth. And her podcast was amazing. The episode was just tremendous. I loved it.
I love Leanne. So yeah, thankful that geez. that was a gift. You know, the community that we developed over the pandemic, and Leanne being one of the people in that community, has just been one of the sweetest blessings of this year. And I loved her podcast. She has a podcast, Raising Christian Kids, and that's her mission, is, you know, to make sure that kids have a solid foundation in Christ, so that they are, you know, that they walk with Jesus. And that's such a great mission. Well, let me tell you a couple of mine. So one of the ones at the beginning of the year that really impacted me was Kristen Welch just released a book about faith that can move mountains. And that was a kind of a surprise blessing to have Kristen Welch come and speak at the Spark conference. And it was not something that I had planned or that was even in my purveyance, but something that the Lord put together within like the last week or two before the conference. And between that experience, and then she launched a book, and just the subject matter of her book and the journey that she's been on of going to Kenya and just being heartbroken by what she saw there and how God's used it in her ministry with Mercy House Global. That really impacted me.
The British gentleman, or Australian, he was Australian.
Yeah. Well, actually, he was British.
He was British, but lived in Australia.
Yeah. Like, okay, yeah. So that's Robert. That was one of our recent episodes. That was Robert really good, Ferguson from Hillsong Church. Yeah. He's been a pastor for over 30 years and is a storyteller. And I knew when I was interviewing him, I'm like, my husband's going to love this episode and probably wishes he could have a conversation with him, because it was just, that was a really neat conversation.
Stephanie Roussel, the
Gospel Spice. Yeah.
Very good. Really good. She had, her story is just awesome. Like, it was a really great story. So that podcast was compelling. That I stuck to that one tremendously.
Yeah. Being an atheist and coming to America and being taken in by a family who just loved her and didn't beat her over the head with the gospel, but just shared the love of Christ with her. That was another really great episode.
It was. Your 2020 was a pretty legit year, so...
Yeah, it's kind of like when people ask about your kids, you know, which one, you know, do you like the best? Well, I like them all, but for different reasons. Like them all, right? Yeah, it was really fun having Stephanie Pletka on the podcast. Yeah, well,
Stephanie should be a stand-up comedian, so.
She should, but you know, having a friend like that I've been friends with for over 20 years to come on the show, that was really fun. Interviewing Blythe and her mom Helen, because they wrote a book together.
That was a fun one to interview. They were neat together.
They are. Was, yeah. And just the fact that they are writing together is just so sweet to me. Their book Mended is on mending that mother-daughter relationship, which can be so difficult, but they're just so sweet together, and I just love to see families working together like that. So well, I like that you said about God's faithfulness, because I think that for me is just the theme of this year. Even when it seemed like the whole world was falling apart, God has been faithful through it all. So I want to switch gears a little bit and just talk to you about the year overall. What are some ways that you saw God move this year?
You know, you talked about earlier, I made this, not in a joke, but I made a reference essentially, which was, you know, God has been talking to the world a lot, and I think the world just didn't listen, and we were drifting farther and farther away. And then finally God said, excuse me, I have something to say. He really kind of walked up to the mic and said, I got something to say. And if the world didn't listen, he decided I'm going to grind the world to a halt. And I'm not saying, you know, God caused the virus. Like, God puts his machine in motion and uses the opportunities that are there to talk to us. Whether we listen or not is our own peril and choice. But definitely saw him move in. The world took a step back from, here's a tangential reference. The sale of board games increased 10,000%. You could not buy a bicycle anywhere. Walmart had a 6-month lead time to buy bikes. Outdoor yard games like badminton and volleyball and all that stuff was sold out for like forever. Like, you're not going to be able to get it, right? Yeah, and that tells me that people, like, the screen time and the isolation of being in your phone and away from everyone else in the world, right? The phone lets you be in your own little bubble, and families rediscovered families. They were home and like, oh my gosh, what's this thing in the middle of our kitchen? Oh, it's a dinner table. Let's all sit around this and eat and talk. Like, well, that's a whole new concept, right? So bringing families back together and having intimacy and time, I think that's the blessing in this storm, right? That's God saying, hey, y'all all are related. Let's all talk to each other. Why don't we? Let's talk about this. And people seeing that there's a bigger picture than what's in your face and what's in your head and what's in your week, right? And understanding about doing for your fellow man. Like, that really, even though they thought charities were hurt, but the act of individuals helping individuals increased. Like, it went up exponentially. So food delivery and people bringing supplies to people and supplying clothes and helping others out. And there's a story after story after story of, look at your fellow man and realize, you know, the world is not just about you, right? This is not a reflecting pool that we can just stare into forever. And I think the blessing is that God helped the family rediscover the family.
Yeah.
The number one thing. I see that beyond all of else. And the second is that it made us cling to him a lot more.
Right.
We didn't feel like, I don't know if I can do this by myself. Like, maybe I should talk to somebody. I need the top floor, please. And so that I think is his way of making us realize how much we need him, and just seeing the Holy Spirit move in the world. Like I've never seen it. Like it was an incredible year. The things that happened, undeniable what happened in the world, that the Holy Spirit was moving, even though there was death and there was suffering and there was loss and there was tragedy. And it seemed like, you know, this was the royal flush of bad hands for the year. Like,
yeah, but Jesus warned us before he left. You know, he said, in this world, you will have tribulation.
Sure. And he decided to stack it all up into 2020 and said, you know what, I'm going to compress all this into 1 year. And we have a week left and, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Maybe a comet or two, or you never know. But we're almost out of 2020. But I think you're right. That he did promise us we would have trouble being believers, but he also promised us a greater gift. And I think some people are seeing what that looks like, right? That it's not this world, it's that world. And yeah. I think people are starting to take notice.
Yeah. Wow, that's really good, sweetie. Moving forward with the podcast into next year, let's talk about, you know, looking ahead into 2021. The By His Grace podcast is going to change a little bit because I started this podcast to go along with The Struggle Is Real, But So Is God Bible Study when I launched that. And now that I'm working on my next book, I'm going to change the focus of the podcast a little bit. And I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about what God is going to do with the whole new season of guests and topics. And we're going to talk about following God and listening to God and chasing our dreams. Because even in the midst of the storm, when we're in it, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And in this world with Jesus, we have an abundant life. And so even if the world around us is shaky, we can still have dreams and desires. And I love new beginnings and new starts. You know, I'm a starter. I love to start things. I like fresh and shiny and new. But it just gives me so much hope of what can be. And so, you know, our world may not change very much in comparison to what's going on right now. But at the same time, I feel like there's a newness about it and that God is doing a new thing. And so I know a lot of people are praying for revival. And, you know, that's the best thing that could come out of this pandemic, is that people would come to Jesus.
Yeah, agreed 100%. And I see that being a thing, that the growth of revival in at least in the United States. We are definitely being battled against, but I still see it. We just need to make it take spark in Europe and send it kind of around the world. That'd be nice. But about the podcast, you know, if I'm speaking from my side and from a technical clinical side of this, you know, a podcast consists of a lot of things, and there's many formats and many ways to do it. And there's no right or wrong way to do a podcast. And so your season one and season two were really about getting really neat and interesting people to talk to and talk about how God's moving in their life and delivering a message, right? And so now I feel like it's time to, I don't know if level up's the right word, but it's sort of evolved the podcast now to, it's kind of like when you watch a television show and season one is really great and you're like, man, that was good, you know, and there was some neat stuff about it. And season two, you're like, yeah, that was good. That was really good too. And I really hope there's a season three. And then season three comes out and you're like, wait a minute, there's a whole new arc. It's organized. There's a trail and a path. Like one and two were just a bunch of one-off events, right? But now there's this big arc that has to occur. And that's the season, that's where I see where we're going, where every month we're going to do an arc. It's kind of like sermons when you come to church and there's just a random sermon. But then all of a sudden we're going to do a series, and that series is a 12-part series on Romans or Colossians or whatever, picks up the right Revelation. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is great. It's going to break it down. We're going to go through it. And we're going to talk about the arc. We're going to talk about the whole. I feel like this now, this new season is going to be an arc season, right? Yeah. It's got everything is planned out. It's, you know, if you're an Avengers fan, this is the Thanos arc, right? We're going to start with, there's a whole thing you're going to see from beginning to end. And if you've never heard of that and you don't know about that, then don't worry about it. What you're going to get a really neat arc in 2021 for the By His Grace podcast, where it is all they are all related. They all cover a topic, but that topic has underneath it many, many topics, that umbrella. But in the end, they are all tied together. And when you look back at the end of our retrospective show in 2021, you're going to go, I see how this was all arced together. And that's what I'm excited about, is how it's going to be that, a much cooler arc season, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I can already see the progression from when I started the podcast in the hotel room at She Speaks in those original episodes.
That was genius, by the way. Interview 15 people at once in one day. That's pretty darn good.
I remember, coming back and you saying, aren't you going to do something with those podcasts you recorded? And I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth to right now. We're going to have to wait. But then in its perfect timing, we launched January 1st. So we're only 2 years old, but I can just see this huge shifting and growth with me as a podcaster and all of the things that I've learned. And when I teach people, I tell them the same thing, like, you don't even hit your stride until you're 20 episodes in. So yeah, just start, yeah. Just do it. But yeah, I agree with you completely, because I think now, you know, that foundation has been laid, and to see where God's going to take it next. It's just amazing to me that we have listeners all over the world, and we're reaching them with the word of God and encouraging messages literally to the ends of the earth. And so not just my podcast, but with the podcasters that we are encouraging and helping and teaching and training, their voices are being heard around the world. And to me, God is doing something amazing with the medium of podcasting. So I'm excited about the future of By His Grace, but I'm excited about Christian podcasting and what's next for it.
Agreed. So if talking about the world stats, you're in way over 100 countries. I can't remember the number now, but it was a lot more. And there's countries that, if you were just a blogger, these countries would never be involved. They would never have seen you, right? Azerbaijan and Nigeria and Mogadishu. Like, these are places you are not going to get touched, but there are people who are listening, right? They are hearing this message. Yeah. They are hearing the gospel in a very dark place, right, where Christianity is not supported or outrightly hostile towards Christianity. But you're delivering that message, right? And that's that. And I'm always excited when I'll see, maybe on an afternoon, I'll look at your numbers, at 4 o'clock, and then I'll look at them at 8, and I'm like, hundreds of people listened in the last 2 or 3 hours. Like, how does that? It's very exciting to see that it's being delivered everywhere. And that's the encouraging part, is that God can use that, use what you do, use your voice, use your message, and that through this medium of podcasting and the Holy Spirit sparking people around the world, they listen and they get inspiration, or they get a word, or they get some scripture that changes their day or changes their life. That's the amazing part about this.
Yeah. Well, I think that is the perfect place to shut this episode down. I just want to thank everyone who listens to By His Grace. Thank you for my birthday reviews. I don't know if we've hit our 50 additional reviews or not, but thank you to everyone who listened and who rated and reviewed the show. Thank you for sharing. Sharing is caring. That really helps. If an episode has spoken to you, then it may speak to somebody else too. So we just appreciate all of our listeners, and we just are thankful for you. You are the reason that we show up at this mic every day. And so I just want to just say thank you to you, and just pray that you have a blessed new year, and just know that no matter what is ahead, that God is with you, and that He is faithful, and that He is there to see us through.
Amen.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today.
I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Phillip, and I would love to connect with you there.